We've got mail. If you keep true to what you believe in spite of what the world will throw at you, you will stand tall at the last day.
Power of a question. I really appreciated The Power of a Question, January 2010. I have had the pleasure of watching one of my own friends grow in the gospel. Like Kirsten, he is not able to be baptized yet. Nevertheless, he has a strong testimony, and I am grateful to his other LDS friends who invited him to church and seminary. Jonathan T. Good friends. Elder L. Tom Perry had an article in the February 1993 New Era entitled Good Friends. This article was a good lesson for me. It made me realize that I should start making more friends. I'm grateful to Elder Perry for using his time to write this for the people who need this message. I think everyone should be kind to each other. I know I need to start being nicer. Jackson B., Idaho. Editor's note. You can find articles from our past issues at our website, newera.lds.org. Warm Hands, Warm Heart. I read the article Warm Hands, Warm Heart in the January 2010 New Era about charity and selflessness. I realized that these are two qualities I will need on my mission. If I want to be successful as a missionary and in life, I need to prepare now for those things. One way to prepare is to fast and pay fast offerings. This is something I can sacrifice now that will help others. Bradley D., Colorado.
Waiting for my testimony. Thank you for the article Waiting for My Testimony, February 2010. I had been feeling the same way. I read the Book of Mormon twice in the last year, trying to find an answer to whether it's true, and I felt like no one was answering. I had a feeling that I should pick up the New Era lying on the counter, and the first thing I saw was, I get it. The truth of this book isn't always manifest in burning bosoms and visions of angels. It's manifest in the lives of people who read it and put it to use. Thank you for the answer to my prayers. Claire M., Idaho. Education issue. I appreciate all the articles about education, especially the April 2009 issue on education. They have helped me in making decisions about my future. Sarah D., Ontario, Canada.
Treasure Vault. I really enjoyed The Parable of the Treasure Vault, February 2010. It struck true to me, and I found that it closely related to my life. If you keep true to what you believe, in spite of what the world will throw at you, you will stand tall at the last day. Spencer S., Texas.
Be strong. When I received the New Era, I open to a random page and start reading. This month, I happen to open up to the Mormon ad page. They are 10 Commandments, February 2010. I had been trying to get into the popular crowd, and that seemed to require not keeping the commandments. When I turned the page, I read the lyrics to the song, Be Strong. I read the words and knew I had to change what I was doing. I need to be strong to resist the world's temptations. I know that when we do, God will be with us always. Alicia S., Arizona. We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of the article, We've Got Mail.